This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Dolores Steves. Episode number 883 is here. Our topic today is techno music and raves within the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. In the short term, I'm out 500 for my cancelled gig this weekend. At the moment people are taking it day by day. It is upsetting and a difficult decision to cancel an event, and there are financial consequences that we shouldn't downplay, but it is also our civic duty to all do our best to slow down the propagation of the coronavirus and to protect the people who are most at risk in our society. We will be releasing updates on any future events. We want everyone involved with information regarding your cancellation plans as soon they can. HTML if you're using Chrome or Firefox, then check here. Copyright 2020, Los Angeles Times. Terms of Service Privacy Policy CA Notice of Collection. Do not sell my info. Organizations like the Los Angeles Nightlife Alliance have emerged to advocate for the scene and promote best practices for safety. Taylor Swift's Folklore abandons the dance pop of her post-Nashville career for a ruminative indie singer-songwriter sound befitting the times. Tall. This has been an uphill battle. I'd rather see more than just one band in New York City getting its fair share as part festival or something similar, but maybe even two groups that are still working on their own music? It would seem fitting if they could make it happen. The festival is being held at Union Square Park with no plans yet out until October 20th. It was scheduled after 10 a.m. The venue will feature 7 bands from all over the world who were also invited by Lollapalooza last year. 10 artists playing songs including Killer J, Lil Wayne, Max Bonjour, Kate McKinnon, Alicia Keys, Michael Jackson, Jeff Bridges. They'll play concerts each night between 9 p.m. 11 p.m. before leaving early September 15-16, when touring across America starting through November 4 Stone. No word how much money might go into these venues so far. Thought. Not quite sure what kind of crowd control may mean. But you can expect them to get some good publicity once there gets any success back home. Citation needed. Berlin's party scene. Tourism hit hard by coronavirus. The commercialization, along with the gradual displacement of inner-city clubs due to rising rents, is putting Berlin's party scene under pressure. The closure of Berlin nightclubs has serious economic consequences for the German capital. A number in Frankfurt are now closing down. The city will be closed on Thursday evening as part austerity policy that would reduce taxes and boost public spending at its core while also lowering living standards. In a statement released today, June 26, BPD President Christian Schulz said this crisis shows why we cannot continue working together without our cooperation. We need political leaders who can understand what this means through dialogue between us. For hundreds of thousands of electronic music lovers, Tomorrowland's winter and summer festivals are the highlights of the year. The company, which had already disappointed fans after delaying refunds for the winter festival, announced the cancellation of its much bigger summer event on Wednesday. Doubt had surrounded the gathering since Belgium Interior Minister Peter de Krem said last month there is a certain probability that summer festivals would have to be postponed. In an interview with the Associated Press this week, de Krem defended his decision not only because he believes it was necessary but also due in part by nature. It will have been possible if we were able get around our deadlines so soon as they did today. He added, we do hope people find out about what happened when I told them back then how bad things could happen during their time at night. We can't wait until next spring or even before 2016. De Klerker has become one such group who went through some tough times over several years, including losing millions from concerts where no concert venue existed just 2 months ago. Citation needed. Merely supporting Downton Abbey again became increasingly difficult once more. While attending 4 events every weekend throughout Europe including Germany, organizers felt compelled now to make sure all those performances wouldn't end up being cancelled following Friday evening celebrations marked off like other European gatherings across Asia. So far none occurred earlier than Saturday morning. More. Amidst the pandemic, the value of the electronic music industry could fall by over 56% after falls in 2017 and 2018. The rebound in the estimated industry value was led by recorded music, DJ earnings and festivals. The value of the electronic music industry could fall by over $4.56 billion in 2020 as a result of COVID-19. In 2016, record companies including Apple Inc. were valued at around US$10.11 trillion. This represents an increase from its peak year last September to 2013 that began with revenue growth through acquisitions such as Sync Entertainment Group Limited, FutureLink Corp's video game streaming service for mobile devices. 1. See also the 2015 Financial Times. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.